This is Stephen Strang. Before my podcast, I want to give my listeners a special offer of getting 2 years of Charisma Magazine for only $20. This is better than two for one. I hope you want Charisma in your home, where you can read it, where you can share, where you can keep it around the house and sometimes look at an article later. You know, with everything that's happening with digital, we have found that people still want Charisma in print. And I've been sharing this in my last few podcasts, and it's interesting that the subscriptions are coming in, and I hope that you'll take advantage of this offer by going to charismamag.com/2, T-W-O. That means 2 years for the price of one for only $20. And now here's my podcast.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
If you've ever experienced the anointing, you know how special that is. It's where the manifest presence of God is almost tangible. There's just something very special where you can experience God in that moment. But did you know that there's something even greater? It's called the glory. And today, my guest on the Strang Report is going to talk about the glory. Hello, everyone. I'm Stephen Strang. Thank you for listening today to the Strang Report. I just got back from Charlotte, North Carolina, and I paid a courtesy visit to my friend Sid Roth, who is host of It's Supernatural and the president of It's Supernatural Network. And we were talking about a variety of things, and all of a sudden, he started talking about how he believes that the glory is going to come to Israel. And I said, can I record this? And he said, yes. And so I recorded an impromptu podcast in his office, and it was just exciting for me to hear. And in just a minute, you're going to hear Sid Roth describing the glory, not only for Israel, but for the United States.
Sid Roth, tell me what you mean by the glory of God hitting Israel.
There have been many prophecies by great men and women of God about the last great move of God's Spirit. And their descriptions is the manifest glory of God. And one that comes to mind is Smith Wigglesworth. And I couldn't believe what I saw on the web about 6 months ago. Someone had a letter from him and was quoting him. And he said he saw the end time move of God's Spirit. But this was the statistic that grabbed me. This man, Smith Wigglesworth, saw every miracle that Jesus did multiple times. He said the glory he saw was 1,000 times stronger than anything he had ever witnessed in his life. The difference between the glory and the anointing is God shows up and does all the work. In an anointing, you lay hands on people. In the glory, no man gets the glory except God. And I saw something on YouTube of Paul Kane. And do you remember his stadium prophecies? He described the glory. No man got credit for it. He said he saw dead people coming to life in these great gatherings. And that's coming soon, very soon. And the glory of God will change the face of Christianity. The glory of God will cause the average Christian that, by the way, is hungry for God and is seeking God. In other words, the glory of God will be the great divider. It's going to be either you're going to go with God or against God. And it's going to be very dangerous for a Christian that is in sin.
You told me that you believe the glory is going to come to Israel.
Yes.
How will that manifest?
It's going to manifest in believers that have been pioneering for years and having very little fruit. When that glory hits, those same believers are going to, whoever they talk to, is going to be open to the gospel. It's my firm conviction that the original call on the Jew never changed. And the original call of the Jew was to be a light to the nations. And we did a good job. All those that identify as Christians today owe a debt of gratitude, as Paul said in Romans, to the Jewish people. Some Jew was faithful in the chain that got them to be a believer. But when this glory of God comes, God will raise up end time fivefold ministers that will be like Paul the Apostle. They'll be apostles, true apostles. According to my understanding, the New Testament, an apostle moves in signs and wonders. So all the glitters isn't gold. And I believe that out of Zion will come forth the law. And when I say the law, I mean the living Torah, Jesus, the Word of God, to the four corners of the earth. And I've been pioneering for a number of years and seeing tremendous fruit with Jewish people. And I operate in a degree of the glory, but you know, I can't do this because it's not video, but Steve, this much, maybe this much of what I will be operating in. And in that glory, when I speak to Jewish people around the world, especially in Israel, and when I speak to these Jewish people, I operate in words of knowledge. I don't touch anyone. I don't prep anyone. And I say, I want you to test it and raise your hand. Joel, you've been at these meetings. What do you see? How many unsaved Jews that have no paradigm on any of this? What kind of results?
70-80% of the people get that have an ailment are healed. And the stories just keep coming in for weeks after, because how large they are, people, their hands were healed. They got about wheelchairs and could walk. It's just incredible.
You know, we've had 1,700 unsaved Jews to see. Now, how many buses does it take to get in Israel to get 1,700 Jews to a meeting?
In Tel Aviv, we had 2,000 unsaved Jews, and it was 24 buses in one location. We've had 1,000 people, that was 19 buses.
It's Can you imagine 20, 30 buses of unsaved Jews coming to a meeting? The purpose of the meeting is, I guarantee miracles. Now, Steve, I can't heal a fly. I'd like to say I can, but I can't. However, when the glory is there, it's easy. I don't do any work. And I have to also tell you, I have a lot of trepidation. God, are you going to show up? I mean, you know, I can't even make him show up. I could be out there guaranteeing miracles, not touching anyone, not prepping anyone, not having believers there, and no one will raise their hand. I mean, if you're a skeptical person, we're talking about an unsaved Jewish person, you're not going to fake it. If you're, if someone says, tell me if the pain is gone, your hand is not going to go up if you're hoping the pain will be gone. And once they see these miracles, totally open to the gospel, totally. It's like miracles, they say love is the best way to reach a people group that isn't a believer in Jesus. And I agree with that. You better walk in love. But you'll never get a Jewish person to say, how can I get saved if all you're doing is walking in love? You've got to present the gospel. And in the glory, the gospel is easy. In the glory, miracles are easy. I see the greatest move of God's Spirit starting. And by the way, I see it in comparison to the book of Ezekiel and the temple. It starts out at the ankles, then moves to the knees, then the waist. And then if you don't swim, you sink. Okay. We're at the little toe level. I've actually seen in my part of the country, in Georgia, three or four churches are breaking out in the glory. They're actually, see, glory, all the senses come into play. You can see the glory. It's like the cloud. You can feel the glory. It's a tremendous presence of God. I have found for years that if you just love the Jew, very little fruit will bear. You'll bear very little fruit. But if you love the Jew and operate in the glory, you're going to see a harvest like we read about in the book of Acts. And when these Jews get saved, in Israel in particular, because, I call Israel the Jews even in diaspora. We're just like me. We're just not home yet. And therefore, the Jews in Russia, the Jews in France, the Jews in Argentina, and you know the story from Jeremiah of the hunters and fishers. And we're about ready to see the hunters rise up big time. I was just reading about a rabbi that got beat up yesterday in Argentina. And the anti-Semitism is really up on the uptake, which means these Jews will go to Israel, which means that when this group of end-time evangelists, apostles, are raised up in Israel, I know this is crazy, but I can see Israel being a Christian nation. I really can. It's a crazy statement, but why not? Everyone thinks the Jews have to almost die, and then Jesus appears, and then those that are left alive will receive him. Well, I don't like that scenario. I've got a lot of family that I want to know him now. My faith says when this glory comes, look, when the glory comes on my evangelistic meetings, it's like even a Billy Graham, as good as he was, could not reach a room full of Jewish people without the glory. And he had the anointing, the presence of God, for sure. One of the greatest evangelists who ever lived. But without the glory, you're not going to reach a group of Muslims, a group of Jews, a group of Hindus. But in the glory, everything is done by God. Everything. I love it. And that's what my passion is. I believe it started this year. I believe it'll do nothing but continue. And I believe it'll be a dividing line between fake Christians and real Christians.
How will we recognize this when it starts? What will be the evidence of it?
The evidence will be people will report. I was in church yesterday and I saw a cloud. I literally saw a cloud over my pastor when he spoke. And then anything he spoke in that cloud, I saw it happen in the congregation. I saw someone that had an arm amputated, and it came out. I saw someone blind from birth. I knew that person, and they could see. We will know. There will be no guesswork on that. I believe an entire auditorium, an entire football field will see the glory hover over it, and you know what? They'll stay there for days. I'm not sure how they're going to function, but they're going to be there for days. Who would walk away from the glory of God, the manifest presence of God? I see a billion souls coming to the Lord in the next few years. That'll change the face of the world. I see no hope for any young person that's gone through college. To me, colleges are designed to talk Christians out of their faith. That's the major agenda of colleges today. And when these young people get excited, I just spoke at a secular high school in Brunswick, Georgia, and the glory showed up. Yeah, let me read you a couple comments the teacher just showed me. By the way, every student made a public profession of faith in the classroom I was in. One student said he felt electricity when you walked by. Four students started speaking in tongues. Two students felt a presence so heavy they could hardly move when you were talking. The glory. One said, "What is that? It's like heaviness." They had no paradigm for this. Several felt fire or tingling during the meeting. One student said, And this I had to find out what it meant. I thought it was a bad word. He said, that was the most lit, L-I-T, talk I ever heard. I had to look it up. Well, I asked one of my young people that worked for me what lit means. She said, that used to be intoxicated. However, its current use is cool, neat, outstanding. So I like the current use. But I looked it up in the dictionary, and lit comes from the word light. And I'm going to just believe that he couldn't put a handle on it, but he saw light all around me. So it's coming in drips. Now, people have had this glory since the days of Adam and Eve, when they were clothed in the glory. However, it comes and goes on most Christians. It's going to come and stay on most Christians. That's going to be the big difference. So my passion, this is what I believe, Steve. You know what I've done with my life. You've been following historically through Charisma Magazine. I believe everything I have done is in preparation for this glory. I believe that there's going to be a major paradigm shift even in my ministry, and I don't know what it is, because I've never experienced the glory 24/7. I believe that if you desire, you'll live a lot longer in the glory. I believe that if you walk into one of these Colosseums, football stadiums, and the glory cloud is there, you'll walk in sick, no matter what the condition. I mean, Paul Kane talked about ambulances bringing sick people and people walking out of stretchers. Every promise of God, every prayer you've ever uttered, it's going to be instantly fulfilled. We won't need word of faith, meditating on the word type of teaching, and kind of really believe and believe and believe and work up our faith. It's going to be instant. That's the way the book is designed. And I'm going to see it in my lifetime. I know that. No one has ever seen what is coming. That's what Wigglesworth said. 1,000 times greater. I can't put my mind around 1,000 times greater, Steve. I can't. I mean, how can it be 1,000 times greater when the dead are raised? A whole cemetery raised? I don't know. And it goes back to the scripture Jesus said, you will do the same works I have done, and even greater. This may be blasphemous to some people, but this is what I believe. It'll make Pentecost look like nothing. It's a second Pentecost, not just a good theme for a conference. It will be the end time outpouring to welcome in the King. Is that going to be in my lifetime? I hope it is, but I don't know. But I do know I'm going to see it. Someone like a Paul Kane died before he could really see it. I'm going to see it. I'm going to walk in it. I'm going to be part of it. And I'm going to mentor these young Jewish believers to fulfill their destiny.
Every once in a while, I believe that a Christian leader will really come into some truth that has been overlooked for a long time. And I believe this is the case with Sid Roth, and why I wanted to record that impromptu podcast. Really let this marinate in your spirit. In fact, listen to the podcast again, or share it with friends who may be intercessors who've been praying for Israel or praying for the United States. I think his word about the glory coming was so encouraging. He was speaking it as a prophet. So thank you for listening to the Strang Report. I hope that you will subscribe to my newsletter, which is also called the Strang Report, if you don't already. Of course, you may know that we turn every single podcast into a newsletter and send it to your inbox. All you have to do is go to newsletter.strangreport.com. That's very easy. It's newsletter.strangreport.com. And that way you'll get it every single time. You can also subscribe by going to iTunes or Google Play. They both have a way to subscribe. You can sign up there. And while you're there, give us 5 stars. You know, the more downloads we get, the more good ratings we get, we move up the rankings, and we get more notoriety on the various podcast networks that are out there. And so that would help us. and I would appreciate it. If you ever want to leave a comment, we have a new hotline, which is 407-706-8476. I'll repeat, it's 407-706-8476. And of course, you can always email me at podcast@charismamedia.com. I so appreciate you listening. I appreciate the way that the podcast is growing, and I know that many of you are sharing it with others. So be sure to tune in again to the Strang Report. I'm sure you'll be blessed. Until next time, God bless you. I'm Stephen Strang. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.